Okay, we're up to Samach Zayin on the days. Now we had the case, and all of this is going on that case, where you have a goy who has a house that opens up into Chotzer in the Mavui. And he also has another entrance to his house that opens into either a Bika, that was the first, and then or a Karfef. Either an area that's unfenced or a fenced area. And since the area that's opened, even if the area that's the other opening is only a small opening of Dalet al Dalet, and the opening he has into the Mavui is a much bigger opening, you can get bigger things in. But we say that since this is miyuchad for him, his major access is not into the Mavui, is into this Bikor Karfei, and therefore he doesn't answer on the people in the Mavui. His dira is not considered part of the Mavui. His door to the outside is the ikur of his access. Okay. So now the Gemara says like this: Rav of Rav Yosef Damri Tarvayu Nochri Beisasayim Oser Yosim Beisasayim Eino Oser. A Nochri, if there's Beisasayim or less in the area of his second door, the Karfef that he has, if it's less than Beisasayim or less, so then that's not enough of an area to be considered his major access. And therefore, his major access is his door into the Mavui, and he answers, they have to be Socher Rishos from him. If they don't, he answers the Mavui. Yosher Beisasayim Eino Oser. But if the area that his access is, the other door, into the Karfef, is more than Beisasayim, then that's a significant amount of area which makes him, that his Iker place, and the Mavui is not his Iker place, and therefore he doesn't answer the people in the Mavui. They don't have to be Socher from him. He's not considered part of the Mavui. The Yisrael, but Yisrael, in a similar situation, let's see Rashi, Nochri Beisasayim Oser, Im Hoyolo Pesach Lekarfeit, Beisasayim, if he had a Pesach into a Karfeit that was Beisasayim or less, Upos Pesach Lemavui, and had any other entrance into the Mavui, Adayin Osra B'nei Mavui, he's still considered living in the Mavui, and therefore what's it called, he asers unless you socher his rishos. Davir the Karfeit lo nafish, because there's not enough area in the Karfeit to make that his main access. But if it's more than Beisasayim, then that becomes his major access, and he's not considered living in the Mavui. Yisrael, sheyesh lo pesach lekarfei, upesach lemavui, v'shochach v'lo irev, a Jew who has a pesach into the Mavui and a pesach into the karfei, and he forgot to contribute to the erev, right? Im karfei beisasayim hu sheroi lishtamish bo eino osur al b'nei Mavui. So now, if his, what's it called, the area into the karfei is beisasayim or less, where he's allowed to carry in there on Shabbos, so then that becomes his major access, and he doesn't answer on the people in the Mavui. The afal gavda legabe nochri choshiv suter, and even though legabe agoy, beisasayim or less is not considered his major access, not considered enough area. Legabe Yisrael nafish, to have a Shabbos lekahot soas masoos yisirin, the sogi bahachi. Right? A goy, he's not going to have his major access unless he can really access things into that. But the Jew on Shabbos anyway can't carry big things. He's not going to be carrying big packages or whatever, right? He's just going to be carrying little kalim or whatever. So Beis Hasayim is enough for that. So a Jew can't carry anyway on big things on Shabbos, so he's going to be satisfied with an area that's Beis Hasayim or less too. Aval Yosef Beis Hasayim, but if his access to the Karfeit is a Karfeit more than Beis Hasayim, the Karmel is he. That's, it's also to carry in a karfif like that. Kugon shla hukafladira. So talking where it was not hukafladira. It has mechitza around it, but the mechitza wasn't made for living purposes. And that has a din of a karmelis. You're not allowed to carry more than arba amos in that chotzer. Kivan da osrle, lishtamushe bay, lo nichale bay, va osra b'ni amavit. So it's obviously that's not his major access, since he can't carry in there except more than arba amos. So then his major access is into the mavui, and he didn't make an eruv. He asers on them unless he's mavatal his rishus. Okay. Bo mine rab rova bar chakloi mirav huna pasuach lekarfeit mavul. It's the same exact question we had before. But the Maisa, the Gemara said that this Rava Bar Chakloi asked the same Shaila. We had the question before. Omar Iboyalahu was who? Stam was a Shaila in the Beis Medrash. And here, this Amora asked the same question from Rav Huna. If it's open to a Karfeif, is that the same din as a Bika? The Karfeif is fenced in. So maybe that's not enough area to be considered the major access. Only a bika, which is totally open, that's where the goy considers that his major access. They said that in a karfif, in a bika, there's no nafkamina, there's no mechitz at all. It's always a karmelis for the goy. But here they said for the goy, if it's beis asayim, it asers. More than Beis Asayim is okay. Say Nechanami. The halacha applies by a karfeit, and it has that that qualification. If it's Beis Asayim or less, it's not considered his major access. If it's more than Beis Asayim, that's considered his major access. Rashi. Pasuach lekarfeit mahu, anochri koi. It's going by the case of the goy. Va'amil said Rav Yehuda. And back on what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, and what's it called? That a bika. That becomes the goy's major access, and he didn't hear the shayla in the Beis Medrash, so he asked himself, was it karfeit mutter or not? Okay, we've got to be this, a few points. The Ritva holds that if it's open into a karfeit, the karfeit has to have an exit somewhere into a larger rishus, into rishus harabim or whatever, that the guy can go somewhere else besides just that karfeit. Right, but the access is through the karfi. The Chayodin has a shayla like this. We said a karfeith more than Beis Asayim makes that his major access, and he doesn't ask for on the mavui, and a bika. How about a Rishus Harabim? The goy has a pesach into Rishus Harabim. So is that good or not? On the one hand, it's bigger space, lechora, than a karfeith or a bika. On the other hand, it's not his place. It's a place that he shares with a lot of other people. So the Turin Shulchan Aruch, what's it called? The Chayodim has a Shaila. Whether you need the place to be Miyuchad to him, or if, as long as it's a big space, even if it's not Miyuchad for him, that's good enough. And the Meiri holds Betheirish that it's even Pasuach L'Shus Aravim, since it's a big space, that also is takes him out of the Mavli.
What's the status of Abika?
What?
Bika.
Yeah, Bika is more miyuchah to him. It's not. There's not a lot of other people there.
It's not a
Rishus Rabin? No, Bika is not a Rishus. Bika is a Carmelist too. Not a lot of people there. Okay. Now the Gemara says that in a karfeit there's a difference between Beis Asayim and less than Beis Asayim, more than Beis Asayim and Beis Asayim and less. Right? By a goy. So more than Beis Asayim is enough to be considered as major access. How about by a Bika? Does the same halach apply? It's only more than Beis Asayim and not less than Beis Asayim, or since it's not fenced in, it doesn't make a difference. Here the Torah and Shulchan Aruch say that it's same qualification. A bika is only considered the goy's major access if there's a Beis Asayim or more, but not more than Beis Asayim, not less. And the Rambam holds that it's only in a karfeit, since it's fenced in, that you need this halach of Beis Asayim. And a bika, no matter what the measurements are, since it's not fenced in, that becomes his major access. Okay. Rashi said that, In any case, what happens if the karfeit is mukaf ladira, so a Jew can carry him. So Rashi holds that it's mutter, right? The only reason that for a Jew it doesn't become his major access and doesn't take him out of the mavui is because anything more than Beis Asayim, he can't carry it on Shabbos. And Beis Asayim is enough for him on Shabbos. So unlike the goy, that will be his major access. But if it's Mukaf Ladira, where he can't carry there, then even more than Beis Hasayim is good for a Jew. And Tosus over here holds no. That if it's even it's more if it's a Karfeif, more than Beis Hasayim, what's it called? It's still Aser, because then it becomes a Karfeif for a Jew becomes like his house. Becomes like what's it called? It's like it becomes like his house. The Ravid says that all these chalukim, Jew, Goy, Beis Hasayim, not Beis Hasayim, is only if the Pesach to this place is Dalet al Dalet, which the Gemara started out with. That was a Pesach of four Tvachim by four Tvachim. Then you have to have a place that's really Choshev, right, to be considered to take him out of the Mavli. But if it has a regular opening, a regular door, then none of these halachas apply. And the Rashba holds that they apply no matter what the door is. It's just that it helps even if it's a door, a small door. But even a big door needs the same qualifications. Okay, let's go on. Omar Ula, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Karfeif Yosher and Beis Hasayim. Now we're going into a different halacha. This has nothing to do anymore with what the first thing. Karfeif Yosher and Beis Hasayim. Shalom Hukaf Ladira. Karfeif that's bigger than Beis Hasayim, and it wasn't Hukaf Ladira. Afilu Kur, Afilu Kuraim. That was even a gigantic area. Hazorek L'Tocho Chayiv. It still has a din of Rishus HaYochid because it has Mechitzas. And the Tznai of Hukaf Ladira is only din to Rabbanim. The Rabbanim gave it a din of a Karmelis. But really it's a Rishus HaRabim. Right? Maker a din of Rishus. Therefore if you throw something from Rishus HaRabim into this what's it called? Karfeif that's more than Beis Hasayim, Yochayiv HaChatas. Because you threw from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. Even though the Rabbanan assured from carrying in that Rishus HaYochid more than a Dalet Amos, and they gave it a din of a Karmelis, but it's really Rishus HaYochid. Normally, Karmelises are in Rishus HaRabim. Right? Places in Rishus HaRabim that don't have a lot of people, access to a lot of people or whatever. But here you have a Rishus HaYochid that has a din of a Karmelis. My time, a Mechitzahi. Elisha Mechuseres Diuri. It's a bona fide mechitza, which makes it a Rishus HaYochid. It's just missing the people living there, and therefore the Rabbanan took away the right to carry it. But it's only a din to Rabbanan. No, Rishus HaRabim into it. So you're throwing from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid. So you chayv achatas. Right. You're oker in Rishus HaRabim, and you're throwing for another Rishus HaYochid. It's not going to be, you'll only be over Nisus the Rabbanan. But going from Rishus HaYochid to a Karmelis.
So it's the Maisa is the Rishus HaYochid?
Right. The Maisa is the Rishus HaYochid. It's just the Rabbanan.
So what's the Chiddush?
The Rabbanan gave it a din of a Karmelis. Can't carry in it. Right? But the Maisa is the Rishus HaYochid. So if you throw something into it, you're Chayav HaChatas. Because you threw from Rishus HaRabim into a real Rishus HaYochid min HaTorah.
The Rabbanan gave it a din of a Karmelis, but they wanted to make clear that it's still in terms of carrying it.
Right. There's a Rishus HaYochid. Right. The Ritva says that from Tosus Mashma that there's no shear to this. It could be millions of miles. Well, whatever. What's it called? Of a place that's more than Beis Hasayim, not Hukaf Ladira, and it has a din of Rishus HaYochid. The Ritva says that there's a point where it ceases to be Rishus HaYochid, even with Mechitzas. And that is where, if you're standing in the middle, you can't see the mechitzas on all sides. Not because of things that obstruct it, it's just too far away. So if you have an island, which is surrounded by water, and therefore that's considered mechitzas. So, l'chor, it's a Rishus HaYochid, that's not a Rishus HaYochid. Because if you're standing in the middle, you can't see the mechitzas on all sides, that has a din, probably, of a Makom Ptur min HaTorah, and only a din of a Karmelis min the Rabbanan. That's not a Rishus HaYochid min HaTorah, according to Ritva. Okay, Mosav Rav Huna Bar Chinina. So what do we say? That karfeif, more than Beis Hasayim, that's not Hukaf Ladira, which the Rabbanan gave a din of a Karmelis, is really a Rishus HaYochid min HaTorah. Okay, that's the Chiddush of Ula, in the name of Rav Yochanan. So now, Mosav Rav Huna Bar Chinina. Rav Huna Bar Chinina asked on that the following question. Sela shebiyam, gavo asora v'rochav arba, ein metalten lo mitocho liyam, v'lo min hayam letocho. If you have a big rock that's in the middle of the sea, and the rock is 4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim high. So you're not allowed to carry from on that rock into the yam, and not from the yam onto that rock, because the rock is a Rishus HaYochid. Right? It's 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide, that's a bona fide Rishus HaYochid. So and the yam is a Carmelis. So you're not allowed to carry midrabanan from a Carmelis into a Rishus HaYochid, or from Rishus HaYochid into a Carmelis. So you can't carry from the rock into the sea, or from the sea onto the rock. Pachos mikan, if it's not 10 tefachim high, so then the rock is a Carmelis. Anything that's not 10 tefachim high, but 4 tefachim wide, is a Carmelis. Metautlin, you can't carry more than 4 amas in a Carmelis. But if it's less than 4 amas, you can carry from the rock into the sea. Right? You can carry from the edge of the rock, 3 amas, whatever, into the sea. Okay, that's the halacha. From one Carmelis to another, you can carry. There's two halachas here. One is carrying 4 amas in a Carmelis. That's asur. More than 4 amas is asur. On the other hand, there's another issur of carrying from a Carmelis into a Rishus HaYochid, or into Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa. That doesn't make a difference how much you carry. That's if you cross the border. Now, even if it's an inch. But if you cross the border, that's asur. Okay? There's the din of carrying arba amas in a Carmelis, and from a Carmelis into a different Rishus. Okay, and there it doesn't make a difference how far you traveled. It's the crossing of the border that makes a difference. So you're allowed to carry from the Sela into the Yam, less than Arba Amos, because it's all one big Carmelis if it's not 10 tefachim high. Ad Kama, right? Ad Kama, till how much can you... Now, the Mers thinks that it's going now on the case where it's not 10 tefachim high, right? Ad kama, so from how big can it be that you can still carry from the rock onto the, what's it called, into the yam? Ad beisosayim, till beisosayim, more than beisosayim, something that we said is mutter is asur, or something we said is asur is mutter. We don't know yet what. Ahai. So this last piece, ad kama, ad beisosayim, is going back on what? Ilei ma'aseifa, if it's going on the seifa, beisosayim tvei lo, v'hami karmelis, the karmelis komatalpum. L'chara, it doesn't make sense if it's going on the seifa, because if it's only till beisosayim, doesn't make it less of a karmelis, it's not ten tvachim high. So, anything more than 4 tvachim is a, what's it called, is a karmelis. So it doesn't make a difference if it's less than beisosayim or more than beisosayim, it's still a karmelis. So you're carrying from a Carmelis into a Carmelis. So what difference does it make? If it's more than Beis HaSayim or less than Beis HaSayim? Why should the halacha that you can carry from the rock into the yam, if the rock is less than 10 tefachim high, depend on more or less than Beis HaSayim? Doesn't make sense. Ela lav aresha. It's going back on the resha. V'hochi komer. Sela shebiyam gavo asor v'rochav dalet. E metalt lo mitocho liyam v'lo miyam lo min hayam l'tocho. If you have a rock that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide at least, so you can't carry from that rock into the yam or from the yam onto the rock, because the rock is a Rishus HaYochid and the yam is a Carmelis. Okay? The ad kama, how much is that rock considered a Rishus HaYochid? Ad beis hasayim. Till beis hasayim it's considered Rishus HaYochid. Ha yeser mi beis hasayim et outlet. Mashma, the way we're learning now, that if the rock is more than Beis HaSayim, it's less than 10 tefachim high, but it's more than Beis HaSayim, it's not a Rishus HaYochid anymore. It's a Carmelis. And you could carry from the rock into the sea. Right? It's more than Beis HaSayim, it's Altlin. Amr Carmelisi, Tiyufta Rabbi Yochanan, Zakashan Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that if you have a Carmelis, a Karfeit, that's more than what's it called, Beis HaSayim, it still has a din of Rishus HaYochid. And here we're saying it doesn't have a din of Rishus HaYochid. It's only a Carmelis. You can carry from the rock into the sea. Omar Rava, Mandalo Yoda Trutze Masnaisa Tiyufta Mosiv Leilur Yochanan. So Rava said, you don't know how to learn the Mishnah properly, right? You had a question, what's this Sefer going on? And you eliminated the possibilities going on the Sefer, right? Because it doesn't make sense. Elamite has to be going on the Resha. And then you had a question on Rabbi Yochanan, that this Sela only has a din of Rishus HaYochid up to Beis HaSayim. After that, it's not a Rishus HaYochid, it's only a Carmelis. That was your question on Rabbi Yochanan. You don't know how to explain the Mishnah properly, what are you asking questions on Rabbi Yochanan? You explain the Mishnah wrongly. That's why you have a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. If you know how to understand the Mishnah properly, you wouldn't have asked this kasha. La'olam ha-resha. Right? Really, it's what's it called, going back on the resha. Right? But it's not to be learned the way you learned it. That the resha is, you can't carry from the sela to the yam. That's only if it's not beis hasayim. But if it's beis hasayim, you could carry from the sela to the yam. That's not the way to learn the Mishnah. Right? Elamai v'hochikomer. Right, you're not allowed to carry from the rock into the yam, but you're allowed to carry on the rock. Now that the Gemara said, ba'ad kama, how much are you allowed to carry on the rock itself? Ad beis hasayim, more than beis hasayim, since it's not hukaf ledira. Anything that's more than beis hasayim, not hukaf ledira, is a carmelist, and you're not allowed to carry more than dalad amas on the rock. So it's not going on the halacha of carrying from the rock to the sea, but on the diuk. But on the rock itself, you would be allowed to carry. Till where? Till beis hasayim. More than beis hasayim, you can't carry on the rock. Not only can't you carry into the sea, you can't even carry more than arba amos on the rock itself, because it has a din of a carmelist. So there's no kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. We're not talking about if the rock is more than beis hasayim, you're allowed to carry into the sea. That's not what it's going on. It's going on the case that you're allowed to carry on the rock till beis hasayim, but not more. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Hazorik v'tolcho m'shus haradim, chayiv, chatas, v'yapagav nilin iser tilt l'shavi rabban and carmelis, even though the rabbanan made a karfeit, more than beis hasayim, a din of a carmelis, that you can't carry more than arba amos inside the karfeit, sh'os v'talcho b'solcho ele b'dalad, midorais r'shus ha'yochid gemurahi, min ha'torah it's a r'shus ha'yochid, de mechitzahi, ele sh'mechuser is diorin, m'shum hachi asir rabbanan l'tiltulei. Right, since it's mechusar dior, and the rabbanan were afraid that you wouldn't consider it a rishus hayochid, but it really is a rishus hayochid min haTorah. Yam karmelis, so a yam is a karmelis. Ein mitaltan lo mitocho liyam, afilu b'dalad amos, even less than dalad amos. Dalad amos or less, you can't carry from the rock into the yam, because there it's not a question of how far you're carrying; it's crossing the border between a karmelis and a rishus hayochid. Mishum dechol gavo asor v'rochav dal have rishus hayochid. You're not allowed to carry from rishus hayochid into a karmelis. Pachos mikan she'eno gavo asor. If it's not 10 tvachim high, karmelisi, then the rock itself is a karmelis. Kayom, just like the yam. U'metaltle mizel hazeh toch dalad amas. And if you don't go more than 4 amas, you can cross the border between one karmelis to another karmelis. You're not going to a different rishus. But you can't carry in either of them, or in a combination of them, 4 amas or more. More than 4 amas. Ad kama yehi rochav asela, how much can the sela be that this halacha applies? We don't know which halacha, but some halacha applies. Ad kama yehi rochav asela, ad beis hasayim, avot tvelo. More than beis hasayim, some halacha doesn't apply. L'kamein meforesh ha-haykoi. Later on, the Gemara will explain on where this is going, which halacha doesn't apply when it's more than beis hasayim. So, ine ma-seifa pochus mi-asora tarvayu karmelis ninu. Loshna rochav, loshna kotzer. What difference does it make is a big karmelis, more karmelis. Right? Anything that's less than 10 tvachim high, and anything more than 4 tvachim is a karmelis. It doesn't make a difference if it's beis hasayim, more than beis hasayim, still a karmelis. So why shouldn't you be allowed to carry from the rock if it's more than beis hasayim into the yam? Still a karmelis. To a karmelis. So Mara says, must be going back on the resha. The resha says that you can't carry from the rock into the yam if it's what's it called, if it's 10 tefachim high, because Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And that, the Gemara, the Mishnah says, till how much would this be Aser? Till Beis Hasayim. But Beis Hasayim, it becomes a karmelis, and you can therefore carry from the rock into the yam. That's how he's learning this last part. So that's the case of Kashan Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds, even if it's more than Beis Hasayim, it's still Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Not a karmelis. From here it's mashma that if it's more than beis hasayim, it's not a rishus hayochid anymore, not even min haTorah. The havi karmelis afilu lekula, and it's a karmelis even lekula, and therefore you're allowed to carry from the rock into the yam. So it's a kasha and Rabbi Yochanan. The afagav di gavo asor, even though it's 10 tefachim high, since it's so big and it's not mukaf ledira, it loses its din as rishus hayochid, which is not like Rabbi Yochanan. So the Rava answered, no, la olam ha-resha. It's going back on the resha. The lava mitocho liyamkoi, but it's not going on the halacha of the resha that you're not allowed to carry from the rock into the yam. But if it's more than beis hasayim, you are. That's not what it's saying. Ela diyuka koi, it's going on the diyuk of the resha. right? Mashma, that you can't carry from the rock into the yam, but you could carry on the rock. Because Rishu say, Ochid. Till where are you allowed to carry on the rock? Till Beis Hasayim. At Beis Hasayim, it becomes a Carmel is midrabon and lechumra. And you're not allowed to carry on the rock itself. But it still remains a Rishu say, Ochid, the Oraisa. The diuk is, you can't carry from the rock, if it's 10 tefachim high, into the yam, because you're carrying from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRab, into a Carmelist. But if, what's it called, on the rock itself, you could carry. And on that, the Rishus HaYochid. Ad kama, on that, the Sefer says, till how much would you be allowed to carry on the rock itself? Ad Beis Hasayim, Avo Tveilo, the Shavi Rabbonik a Carmelist. More than Beis Hasayim, the Rabbonim made it like a Carmelist, even though it's really Rishus HaYochid. Linyan Tiltul Mishum Mechusar Dira, Umichlif Rishus HaRabim. Since it's not a place where people live, people consider it like a Rishus HaRabim, even though it has a Mechitz or whatever. Miu Linyan Mitochol Yam Rishus HaYochid. However, from carrying from it into the Yam, it still has a din of Rishus HaYochid. You still couldn't carry from it to the Yam. You still can't carry on it either, because lechumra is considered a carmelist, but not a kul. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi gives another answer, how to learn this Mishnah, and shouldn't be a kasha in Rabbi Yochanan. Ravashi Omar, la'olam ha-resha. It's going back on the resha, like you said, but not on the diuk of the resha. Hein omru v'hein omru. And the tzak of the halacha is, that even though it's a bona fide rishus hayochid, if it's more than beis sasayim, you're allowed to carry from it into the yam. Ha'ilachori, you're carrying from Rishus HaYochid into a Carmelist, but it's only the Rabbanan who asked carrying from Rishus HaYochid into a Carmelist, and here they were matarit. Here they wanted you to consider this a Carmelist, even though it's a Rishus HaYochid, lekula, that you could carry from it into the yam. Why? And this is all Dinei the Rabbanan. The same Rabbanan who said you can't carry from Rishus HaYochid into a Carmelist, over here they were matar. Since midrabanan, this has a din of a Carmelist. Why would they do that? Why wouldn't they give it the chumras? Why over here are they makel to consider it a Carmelist, even though it's Rishus HaYochid, and they allow you to carry into another Carmelist, which is again only in this midrabanan? Why would they do that? Hein amru karfif yesen beisosayim shloka fadira ematalklimbo. They said, what's it called, that a karfif more than Beis Hasayim, which is not hukah fladira, you're not allowed to carry more than four amas inside that karmelist. Ela b'dalar amas. The hein omro, and the same rabbanan said, ein metalt Rishus HaYochid l'karmelist, that you're not allowed to carry from Rishus HaRabim to a karmelist, or Rishus HaYochid to a karmelist. Beis Hasayim, the shari, the tule b'kule, so if it's Beis Hasayim, till Beis Hasayim, where you're allowed to carry in the whole karfif itself, right, in that whole din of what's it called, that has a din of a Rishus HaYochid, Asu Rabbanan Tzutulei, Lo Min Hayam L'Tochol, Min Tochol L'Yam. There the Rabbanan said, you're not allowed to carry from it into the Yam, or from the Yam to it. My time, a Rishus HaYochid Gemurahi. Because there it's Mamash Rishus HaYochid. There's no reason to think it's not Rishus HaYochid. Till Beis Hasayim, people know it's Rishus HaYochid. So they answered, carrying from there into a Carmelist, or from a Carmelist into there. Yes, but if it's more than Beis Hasayim, even though it's still Rishus HaYochid, Min HaTorah, but the Rabbanan gave it a din of a Carmelist, the Oslo Tutulik, and therefore you can't carry more than four Amos inside this Karfeit, that's more than Beis Hasayim, Shalohu Kafadiru, Shoru Rabbanan Tutulik Mitoch Liyam, they were matu you to carry from it into the Yam. Even though really Min HaTorah, you're carrying from Rishus HaYochid into a Carmelist, which is, anyway Min HaTorah is not a problem, because from Min HaTorah there's no such thing as carrying from into a Carmelist. It's only the Rabbanan. And even though normally the Rabbanan would have answered it, right, Uminayam Latocho, my time, Dilme Amri, Rishus HaYochid, Gemurahi, Vasu Tutu Bekule. Because if they see that you can't carry from that into the Yam, or from the Yam into that, what were they going to say? Oh, you know why you can't do that? Because this cell is Rishus HaYochid. If it's Rishus HaYochid, we can carry inside it. So they'll come to carry inside the rock, thinking that it's a real bona fide Rishus HaYochid. Since you're matter them now to carry from the Yam to it and into the Yam, they'll know it's a Carmelist. Because how can I carry into the Yam if it's a Rishus HaYochid? Must be as a din of a Carmelist. It's a Carmelist, I can't carry more than Dalar Amos. So in order to protect the Isser of carrying on the rock, they were matter the Isser of carrying from the rock. So now the Gemara asks, they're both Osser, why is this Isser more important than the other one? Umayshna, Tocho shchiach, mi tocho liyam, min hayam, tocho lo shchiach. It's more shchiach to carry on the rock than to carry from the rock into the yam, or for the yam into the onto the rock. So therefore, the Rabbanan were matir this iser, which is lo shchiyach, to protect the iser that's more shchiyach. That's what Ravashi said. Rashi. Ravashi omer la'olam ha'resha. The lava diuka koi. Not like Rava said. Rava, yeah. That it's, that's what's it called, that it's going on the diuk. It's going on the resha and on the diuk of the resha. Of carrying on the rock itself. No, it's talking about carrying from the rock to the yam. And still, it's mutter if it's more than beis hasayim. And it's no kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. It's still a reshus hayochid deraisa, and you're still allowed to carry. How could it be? V'afilu yimitocha liyam nomi karma l'shavyu, v'shori. Right? Even more than beis hasayim, you're allowed to carry from the rock into the yam. Ay, l'chorez reshus hayochid, the Rabbanim were mater. Umiyul Rabbi Yochanan lo tikshe, devari l'nin chiyuva midaraisa reshus hayochidi. It's for sure reshus hayochid min ha-Torah. My time ashore, Rabbanan to eliminate the karma. So if that's the case, why would the Rabbanan nekel to carry from a reshus hayochid deraisa something that's only a karmelis mid Rabbanan into another karmelis? They should have been machmir and say, well, since it's reshus hayochid deraisa, you're not allowed to carry from that to a karmelis. Mishum the iser tiltul reshus hayochid karmelis mid Rabbanani. The whole iser from karmelis reshus hayochid is only the Rabbanan. Dehem omru. Zos. They said it. The Rabbanan said it. Veheim amru od iser achir, and they said another iser too, that you can't carry in a karmelis more than dalet amos. The rosh ein shneim omdim kan, and they saw that here, if you're makben on both, they both can't exist. One of them people are not going to do. Ubitlu zemit nezekin farish, and therefore they were matir one of their isurim to protect the other iser. Heim amru karf fiyosim v'shaim emet alklumbo. The Shavi Karmelis and the Intilkul Mishum de Michlif Rishus Harabin. Umihu also the Talkul Mishus Harabin the Tocha. Umitocha Lishus Harabin. Kid Rabbi Yochanan Midorais Rishus Hayokadi. Really, Mikaradin, you wouldn't be allowed to carry from this kind of Karmelis into a different Karmelis, because this Karmelis is Rishus Hayokad de Reis. The Hey Momru Eme Talkul Mishus Hayokad Karmelis. They're the ones who said you can't carry from Rishus Hayokad to a Karmelis. Mishum de Lo Lay Selatul Mishus Hayokad Rishus Harabin. Because they were afraid if we let people carry from a Rishus HaYochid into a Karmelis, or carry from Rishus HaYochid into a Rishus HaRabin. So the high Rishus HaYochid should be also Beis HaSayim. However, in this Rishus HaYochid, which is a more than Beis HaSayim, low gozer. Here they didn't make that Xeru. My timer. Beis HaSayim, the short to Tule Bekule, since you can carry in a Beis HaSayim. The whole thing. Ki Amri Asrinan Leila, Tule Minei Le Karmelis, Lo Asri Minei Churba. If we tell a person, well, you can't carry from this Karfeit that's Beis HaSayim or less, into a Karmelis, they'll say, well, we know why, because this is Rishus HaYochid. And you can't carry from Rishus HaYochid into a Karmelis. But if we tell him in the thing that you can't carry altogether, more than Dalet Amos, you can't carry from this into what's it called, into a Karmelis, what are people going to say? Oh, then this must be a Rishus HaYochid. If it's Rishus HaYochid, we can carry the whole thing. Why should we not carry the whole thing? Aval tvei mi beis hasayim, I astris mi tocho liyam, toch Dalet Amos, Asila Mema Rishus Hayochid Gemurahi, Afila Midrabonan, Umatalkle Bakula, Umikor, Mi Akra Idach Takant Drabonan. They'll come to be over that is a Drabonan of carrying in a Karfik that's more than Beis HaSayim, Shalahuk of Ladira, more than Dalet Amos. Ubit Luha Mikmeha, in order to preserve this Isser, they're Mavakal the other one. Umayshna, Da Alim Hach Takant Tremehach. What's the difference that they should preserve this Isser and Mavakal the other one? Do the opposite. If what's it called? Hetma vatal one iser. Why is this one more important than the other one? Meha hashta nami ka metalkli mishus hayochid karmelis. It's still going to be over an iser. Mar says tocho shchiyah. The chishari leila tutula bigavah chazi le almo michle v'sharam. It's more shchiyah to carry on the rock itself than to carry from the rock to the yam. So we want to protect the iser that's more shchiyah from the iser that's less shchiyah. Regular karmelis to Rishus HaYochid, the Rabbanan were gozer. Right? Because that's shchiach also. But this case with the rock is lo shchiach. So Rashi's mashma, the machlokis over here, is that halacha of tiltul from the cellar to the yam or whatever, The Ravid holds only by a karfif. That's somach liyam. Anything similar to this case of the ra and the yam has to be, because this case is lo shchiyah, to carry from the karmelis into the yam or whatever. But a karmelis that's next to another karmel, a karfif that's more than beis hasayim, that's next to a different kind of karmelis, they're both shchiyah, like Rashi says. And therefore, they wouldn't have been matred. Right? That both things are still awesome. That's what the Ravid holds. And Tosfos from Maish over here seems to say that it doesn't make a difference. All karfefos into a karmelis is mutter to carry, what's it called, from one to the other, but you can't carry in the karfef itself. And the reason is because we're afraid that if we don't let you carry from the karfef into the karmelis, you'll think the karfef is a shusha yachid, and you'll carry in it. And it doesn't make a difference of what's it called, whether it's a cello or it's whatever. Okay, let's go on. Hahu yinuka yishtapich hamime. Okay, well, it happens like this. They used to wash the child before the bris to prepare him for the bris. There was no sakonis nefashis at that point, but that was the minute to wash the kid before the bris, to get him ready for the bris. There, for sure, you can't be mechal Shabbos to heat up that water to wash the child before the bris. Then they used to wash the mila after the bris. And that, those times, was a sakonis nefashis if you didn't do that. If you didn't wash the child after the bris, where he already was weakened because of the bris, it could be the kid could die. So that already is pikuach nefesh. So if you have a kid that you mouthed, and then you found out you didn't have hot water, you'd be allowed to heat up that water, mishum pikuach nefesh, to wash the mila. Because that's sakonis nefashis. To wash the kid before the bris is clearly not sakonis nefashis. Okay. There's a machlokas. What happens if the... and here we're talking about the water that they needed to, what's it called, to wash the kid before the bris, which is not pikuach nefesh. Okay. But what would be if we're talking about the water they would have needed after the bris? They prepared hot water to wash the kid after the bris, and the water spilled out. Can you make the bris or now or not? Okay? If you make the bris, the kid will be sakonis nefashis. It'll be mutter to heat up the water. Right? If you don't make the bris, you won't have to be mechal Shabbos with the water, because there won't be any sakonis nefashis. Are you allowed to make the bris and put the kid now into sakonis nefashis where heating the water will be okay? Or since you know you don't have the water, and if you're going to put the kid into sakonis nefashis, you're going to have to heat the water, maybe you shouldn't make the bris under those circumstances. So machlokas rishonim. The Ramban holds you're allowed to be machnas yourself into a makom of sakana, even though you know that once you do that, you're going to have to do something that's also min haTorah to mechal Shabbos, because now you'll be sakonis nefashis. So even though if you would avoid putting yourself in that situation, you wouldn't have to be mechal Shabbos, you're still allowed to put yourself in that situation, because now you're sakonis nefashis, you're allowed to do that thing. And the Balamor, what? Yeah, whatever. But what's it called? Yeah, but it's not Doche Shabbos at this point, so it doesn't make a difference if it's Bar Mitzvah or not. The Bar Mitzvah is not significant to be Mechal Shabbos. The Bris is Doche Shabbos, but Lechora, anything that's Mutter is Doche Shabbos too. So in that respect, the Mitzvah is not the cause. So anything would be the same thing. Are you allowed to put yourself in a Mokum Sakana that later on, because of that, you have to do something awesome? Right? So the Ramban holds you can, and the Balamor holds you can't. That's okay. But here we're not talking about the case. We're talking about the hot water that wasn't mutter anyway to be Mechal Shabbos for. The hot water, so they couldn't heat up new water. It's talking about the hot water to wash the kid before the bris. So, Omer Lehu Rabba, Naisi Lechamimim Go Beise. And what the problem was that they didn't make an Eruv. Okay, so Rabba said, I have hot water in my house. Go take it from my house and bring it to the house of the Yoledis, where the kid is. Omer Le Abaye, Vaholo Arvina. We didn't make an Eruv. And later on, the Gemara will discuss why they didn't make an Eruv. But they didn't make an Eruv. Omerle Nismu Chashitav. Okay, we didn't make an Eruv in this Chatzar, the Rabba's house, and the house where the child was were in the same Chatzar. Okay? And that Chatzar was opened into a Mavui. So they had a Shituf in the Mavui, but they forgot to make an Eruv in that Chatzar. So Rabba says, okay, so we didn't make an Eruv in our Chatzar, but they made a Shituf in the whole Mavui. And the shituf of the mavi will help even for our chotzer, because it's a bigger thing. Everybody, all the mavuos are thing, and that we did contribute to. We didn't make it in our little place. For instance, like you have an apartment building. If there's no Eruv around the city, then people in the apartment building, if they don't make an Eruv, can't carry. But if you don't make an Eruv in the apartment building, but there's an Eruv around the whole city, then the individual in the apartment building can carry. So here, if there's an Eruv, which is called a Shituf, in the Madway, it includes the Chatzar too. So let's be Samech on that. Omer Leh Halo Shatfina, forget about it. We didn't make a Shituf in the Madway either. There's no Eruv here at all. Not in the Madway, not in the Chatzar. So he says, Onemer Leh Lenachri Leh Silei. So tell a Goy to bring the water. Omer Abaya, Boila Osfei Lamar Velo Shavka. So Abaya said, I wanted to ask a question on this. Velo Shavkin Rav Yosef. And Rav Yosef didn't let me ask the question. The Omer Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Kahana, Ki Avdinan Bei Rav Yehuda, Havi Omer Lon Bidoraisa, Mosvinan Tiyufta, Vahadar Avdinan Maisa. If the question is a Doraisa, then if you have a question on what the person Paskin, you ask him the question before you do the Maisa. But if it's only Durabonan, the Durabonan Avdinan Maisa, Vahadar Mosvinan Tiyufta. By a Durabonan, you let him do it. And then you ask questions after the fact. Now, the Neshivas learns from here. The reason is because by an Isser Durabonon, Bishogeg is no Isser. The whole Isser of Shogeg, right, the Chori didn't do it on purpose, made a mistake, is only because the thing itself is Osir. But by a Durabonon, the thing itself is not Osir. It's only Osir because the Rabbonon said. It's not an Isser Chefza, it's an Isser Gavra, right? You're supposed to listen to the Chachamim. But if you did it b'shogeg, you did not listen. You didn't know. So the Nesivis, famous Nesivis, that an Isser d'Rabbanan, there's no Isser at all if it's b'shogeg. You don't need any kapara. And he brings a raya from here. You see that if the Rav paskins something, and you have a question on it, right, and you're not sure, but it's, since it's only Isser d'Rabbanan, even if you'll do it b'shogeg, it'll be mutter. So there's no problem. And Isser d'Raisa is an Isser Chefza. So if you do it, even not knowing, you did something awesome. But here you didn't do anything awesome. You only did it because you didn't listen to the Rabbanan. And here you were shogeg. You thought it was okay. So you didn't not listen to the Rabbanan. It's only because you bedavka didn't listen. And others say no. The Ein Yitzchak says there's no raya from here. Here the reason is because more normally we could assume that the Rav didn't make a mistake. Normally people don't make mistakes when they paskin. There is a chashash. Maybe he did make a mistake. So by the Rabbanan, your somech on the Rove, that Rove times, he doesn't make mistakes. And therefore, it's not an Issa Rabbanan Bechlau. Masha'en came by the Raisa, we're choshish, that maybe he's making mistakes. So first he asked the question. But it's not because, if even if it's Asr, there's no Issa. If it's Asr, there's an Issa. But we assume that there's no Issa over here because he's not making a mistake by the Rabbanan. And by the Raisa, we're choshish, maybe he made a mistake. So my voice, La'oste. So what was your question? Lamar. So now, after the fact, when they told the goy to bring the water, so now they asked the bayah, okay, what did you want to ask before we did it? What was the problem? Amarle de Tanya, okay, so now the Gemara is going to say, what's the difference between this shvus, telling a goy is also a shvus. Carrying in a place where you didn't make an error of is a Issa d'Rabbanan. Why is this Issa d'Rabbanan better than this Issa d'Rabbanan? Why were you matter to tell the goy, which is Asr, right, as opposed to carrying? Right? If you're allowed to do it, why this is a drabbanan yes and this is a drabbanan not? That was going to be his question, because he rashed. The Ishtva Chamime, Shoyurotim Lemulo, they wanted to mal this kid, the Hichmulo Chamim, the Erev, and Ishtva Chayom. And they, what's it called? They heated up water from Erev Shabbos, and it got spilled out on Shabbos before the bris. Migo Besoy, and this water, again, was the water that they were going to use for washing him before the bris. Migo Besoy, so Rabba said, bring water from my house. Mi Besoy the Rabba, va tinik hoi bebei sachar bosu chotzer. And the tinik was in a house in the same chotzer, right, but they didn't make an error. Nismuch ha-shituf, the mavi. Tisnam mas-nisen, im nishtatku be-mavi, mutarim. Kan ve-kan. The mavi uve chaseros, afo pishlo irbu. Even if you didn't make an error in the chotzer, but you made a mavi in the entire, a shituf in the whole mavi, that includes the chaseros too. You don't really have to make an error, right, together with the shituf. We'll see later that you would do it anyway. There shouldn't be nishtakach Torah Seiru. But that's only a chumrah. Mikra din, the mavi, the shituf, and the mavi helps with the chotzer. Bidoraisa mosvin to you. To be isser shal Torah, the chacham mora boheter, the yesh betalmidim shiodei alahashiv, by something that's a Torah halacha. And the Rav passed on something, and one of the talmidim has a question on it. Yoshiv kol demaisa. You should ask the question before they do it. Shalom Navar of Divrei Torah. Because if he's right and the Rav is wrong, they're going to be over in Issa D'Oraisa. Aval b'drabbanan kagone rubei chatzeros shapkinu lechachem lasos kol rasso. But if it's an issur drabbanan, you don't ask the question. You let the chacham do what he paskin, and then after you finish, then you ask him the question. V'hadar mosfinan lei lilmod im yafahora. Then you ask for the next case. Did he paskin properly or not? Okay. Okay, I will give it over into the hands of Aryeh for the next week.
Isn't there a Mishnah in Shabbos about Machlekes HaBelazer and about Bahu
Bechol Machshira? Yeah, we've got Pashmach HaBelazer. Machshira Mila Rosa.
I'm saying, why is it a...